to the set list, do you think?
I don't think so.
Russell?
Yeah?
If you get me a beer, you can call him.
I'll wait till after the second tune. That's when I always have my first sip. What's that you said?
I said that had to feel good.
Yeah, actually, yes.
Compared to what?
He was thinking of preparing to the song before.
Oh. Right.
I'm just getting used to the crowd.
Jokes, moratorium on jokes tonight?
I agree. It really gets tiresome, doesn't it?
Edgar's got a good one, though.
Yeah.
Edgar, what was that? Edgar's got some words of wisdom to live by, though.
Yeah, one man's joke is another man's beautiful music.
What do you mean by that?
We'll get to those Bill Clinton jokes a little later.
Jerry, you can tell them.
No, I did.
Jerry,
seems
Jerry,
like yesterday.
Yeah.
Jerry was looking up the 11th commandment on presidential conduct.
What did he discover?
What did he discover, Jerry?
Go ahead.
Way to force him into telling your joke.
Tell him. tell him what I discovered.
Well, it was your research.
Okay. Why don't you go back to the woods?
Keep the what?
Why thou shalt not put thy rod in thy staff.
Yeah. See? You can't stop it. It's a good groove.
If the evening starts there, just.
I can feel it. All right, Rosie.
You made me miss that.
Try it again.
Yeah, try it again.
Get
okay.
Rosie's attention.
Thank you.
How'd that feel?
That must have hurt.
Bet you didn't do that like at Avery Fisher Hall, though. You just hit the face like that. I didn't. I noticed Carnegie on. You didn't do that.
I did it over it. Oh,
did it? Hit the face.
I got to resort to. I found there's one thing that's universal in the throughout audiences throughout the world: cheap tricks.
Don't give away your secrets.
Hey, okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
naughty girl. It's good for me. Well, sexual tackling.
Okay, explain that.
It's been popping up all week long. I've been in the studio all week with Lonesome River Band producing their new record, and we've been just somebody the first day said, sexual tackling. And we've been trying to figure out who was the band leader for sexual tackling. Does anyone know?
No, no.
What knows of history?
Way to change the subject.
Well, if you know, just let me know. I've got another week with these guys. I'll take that.
You can find it on the internet.
Huh?
You can find it on the internet.
Sexual.
I don't think you'd want to see what you got here.
Thank you.
third time, huh? I blew it. Tell us what this is. Okay.
It ain't a dobro.
Anytime.
Okay. This is one. That's a sad cow. That's a lonely cow.
Okay, now.
How about a happy cow? Okay, let's
R2-D2.
I changed my mind.
Seagulls.
No, I'd like to do two cows.
No, don't do
two cows. Yeah, two cows, man. Two cows are the best. One cow followed by two cows.
No, just two cows.
No, do one cow, then do one cow followed by two cows.
You telling me how to play my music?
It's a powerful music.
Just a suggestion.
Let's put a little frog in his throat. Starts and
what kind of whale it is.
Well,
seagulls.
What happened to New Age music? That's
this
what I want to
know. He's going to do seagulls.
Back
it's
in
like
the days when New Age music was big, Pitcher was making big
bucks.
I heard
about my project of Yanni. This is the intro to one of our hits. Those are the big goals.
Edgar Meyer at the Acropolis, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how people always say, ooh.
Oh, thank
two
you.
Whales.
We like it.
One whale followed by two whales.
We didn't do the really big seagull. Seen the first one, both he gets a hit.
These sound effects have him leaving in droves.
She saw in the movie.
It's like the Marco Polo solo concert when he does the mandolin number. Oh, well, he's on the film. Oh. Okay. R2-D2, and then after he gets hit by the bad guys.
Yeah. Watch that one.
Which one?
Oh, the other one.
The other good one.
Thank you. But yeah, I went to, you were there. When I went to, Maura and Russ and I went to the Winnipeg Folk Festival a few years ago, and boy.
Was it fun?
No. There was one. Hi, Linda. Come on in. I went at one point to get Maura's jacket because she was cold, and so I went to walk to the car to get her jacket, and on my way back I came across this tent where there were like 1,000 people in there with tambourines and they were singing Kumbaya. And I thought, God, if the bomb's going to drop, let it be now. Here.
that's not the way I remember it. Well, he took off his shoes and put one
no,
on.
No, not me.
Girl.
Happy with my hair.
No,
it's cute.
cars today across. And we get here and they
baby!
Like, they don't like our hair.
I'd like to talk about this for a minute. Yeah. I pay $10 for my haircut.
Hey,
it goes to a place called Heads Off.
Songs and you lie a lot, sometimes it becomes confusing as to what actually happened and what didn't.
I get concerned to spark a psychotic episode.
No, so it's important to differentiate.
I get lost. I can't remember now what really happened. We've been back so long. I've told the stories in many different ways. I can't really remember what happened.
Russ chased the bug around the
bathroom with the New York Times.
Yeah. Well, the thing about that story is it never was that way. We didn't even the song was not written in India. Complete fabrication.
Well,
what's it called? What's it called?
Really, that's the same kind of creativity that drives you to create music, too.
Liar.
True.
Yeah.
It's one big lie what we do. Well, let's play it anyway.
2, 3, 4.
Oh,
Steph. Makes your bow all sticky. Duke! Makes your bow all sticky.
Why don't you play that to the crowd here?
Duke the Cookie. I tried to.
Thank you.
opposed to this show.
Wait, no, really. Usually I'd have to play through that song. It's kind of like
got to
hands.
Nah.
Nice, I'm ready now.
Play that good one.
Hey, I think it's pretty catchy.
Megan,
don't
you take that away from that one?
Yeah, that's what I mean. You should take bets. Maybe I'll make it through that one.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, baby, yeah.
It's like we've been frozen for 30 years and came out and had to play that tune.
That's the best thing, though, baby.
Appropriate?
Yeah.
Look,
definitely.
You're not just kidding
you
me.
You weren't here the other time. It is appropriate.
You're not just saying that.
I'm not. I swear, anything you can say.
It's your
staying
crowd.
Right.
You're among Carol. Yeah. You're among the friends, Hector.
What's that game that's become so popular in Washington
like
these days?
I like that. Hector. That's good. Yeah. Hector. Hector.
That
sounds like one of my 5-year-old's little action figures.
You know, it's really
Eggnar.
A good thing. It's really a good thing we get to do this before we play an actual show. Or this would be the actual show.
On the BBC. And there are these very proper English fellows, a little crusty looking, but sharp as the devil. And they're all talking about these erudite subjects and very proper and very articulate. And then all of a sudden they go to some pre-recorded material and we're off air. And the host goes, "Hear about the new game in America?" And I go, "What?" He goes, "Don't swallow the leader."
Got your rosin, happy. Doesn't sound any different.
You're the one that's gonna be happier about this. I'm doing it for you.
Rosin rules.
Rosin rules. Wouldn't it be funny if you change the words on it? Thank you.
I'm gonna do it. I got.
Make it 16.
Okay.
You never had a dough rub tear your life. I like Edgar. How do you say it?
Edgar.
The magnificent.
The tolerant.
Supposed to get. Yeah, there we go. put that one note at the end and you don't get it.
Well,
that's right. We'll cheese up that wine.
You can play the whole song that way like I did a while ago. I need to make, see if I'm in tune with you.
I don't know if it really matters.
We don't care.
Thank you.
That's right in the tune in India.
Oh, okay.